Welcome everybody into the Sleeper Wire Show. It is week three. Week three is upon us. We got Thursday night football going on right now. Kickoff just happened. I am your host, Professor Chris, and with me today, Prophet Hoos on the show. What's up, man?
What up, what up? What's going on, Chris? Week three?
Oh, yeah. Pumped to watch Titans Jaguars, man.
Oh, my God.
We're 22 seconds into the game, and I can tell the score is already going to be the same in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Likely.
Dirty Jobs, Mike, on the show as well. Mike, how you doing, bud?
Pretty good, man. And actually, I see it being like a 6-3 barn burner, I'll have you know, the fourth quarter.
How many missed field goals in there?
Seven. Seven missed field goals.
I take the over on that.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one for sure. All right, guys, we normally start off with a quick question, but we're running a little bit of a deal right now, a deal to get into next year's Pro-Am. Anybody who pledges $10 a month to patreon.com/sleeperwire and does that for the whole season is automatically going to be entered into the Pro-Am and Listener League for next season. So it's a chance for you guys to save some money while donating to a good cause, getting in on it early, sticking with us all season. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty big discount for getting in. So I think it was, what, $75 for the Pro-Am and Listener League last year? It'd be significantly cheaper. So patreon.com/sleeperwire. Guys, please go donate, pledge $10 a month, and we'll make sure to get you in. And let's jump into what?
So no quick question? Just screw to the question? Like the,
yeah, I was getting ready to jump into the quick question.
Oh, sorry.
Can you guys even say quick question?
Quick question. All right, let's move into the quick question of the week. Mike, I'll kick it to you first. Who is your favorite waiver wire pickup so far?
You know, it's got to be McLaurin, man. That guy is getting involved in every single play. I really am glad I picked him up in most of my leagues. I paid a lot of fab for him. Another guy I'm really happy I picked up in a couple of leagues is Teddy Bridgewater, too, just because I like to hog quarterbacks and steal quarterbacks.
Jeez, this game is a mess already. Sorry, man. I'm not sure if you're watching this, but
spoiler alert.
The Jaguars punted already, and the Titans fumbled it, and there's a flag on the play, and the Jaguars recovered it inside, I think that 15 inside. This is
And
ugly.
You guys watched this garbage already, so you know exactly what how bad us to go into.
If any of you are still watching the game after this first series of plays, props to you. Yeah. Mike, you actually took mine. I was going to say Terry McLaurin, so I'll come up with my second favorite one, but I'm going to let Hoos go next.
I'm going to steal yours. No, I'm not going to steal yours. I was going to say DJ Chark, but that would be stealing yours. I feel like you're going to say pretty happy that I snagged DeMarcus Lawrence. No, DeMarcus Lawrence. DeMarcus Robinson. D-Rob, my boy. Chiefs, he ain't get much targets, but he caught every one of them last week. And the guy's gone ball outrageous until Reek comes back. And even when Reek comes back, he's still going to have a role because Conley had a role there. And Conley's on the Jags, and he's still going to be catching touchdowns. So I'm pretty excited about DeMarcus Robinson. I'm pretty excited. Told you sleepers about him. Probably want some money if you played him in DFS like I did. And you probably won your league last week. Not your league, your week. Probably won your week. So, most exciting. Pretty happy I got him.
You know, I think I'm going to say, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I got him off waivers in, I think, three of my leagues. Mark Andrews, man.
Oh, yeah.
I know he was drafted in a ton of leagues, but super solid. Two great weeks to start the season off. Pumped about that.
He should have been on your team already drafted, though, I will say. So,
yeah, well, I was going to say Terry McLaurin, but I had to switch a little bit.
Pivot.
Hey, Gardner Minshew touchdown. All right. Well, it's not going to be 6-3.
Hey. Who caught it?
James O'Shaughnessy.
Oh, that helps no one.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one played him in DFS.
You could be in a 64-team dynasty league, and he's still not rostered. No.
He's benched in that league, but he's not really playing him.
All right, let's go ahead and move into the news. We're just going to run through this fairly quickly because some of it's kind of old. You heard about it earlier this week. None of this should be really groundbreaking. Drew Brees had that torn ligament in his thumb. He did have successful surgery. He was not put on the IR by the Saints, so they do believe he'll be back before 8 weeks. Ben Roethlisberger also went down last week. He is out for the season, so Mason Rudolph is in for the Steelers. AJ Green is running at practice now, reportedly with no limp, so that's good. Hopefully we'll get him back in a couple weeks. We had a bunch of players who did not practice on Thursday. So for sure, Damian Williams, Marlon Mack, Devin Singletary, DeSean Jackson, and Alshon Jeffrey. I had James Conner in the list. Did you guys hear if Conner practiced this week or not? I didn't see the alert on
that. He didn't practice, but there's confidence that he should be playing. I don't think he's sitting. There's big, big, big confidence saying that, at least from his part. Tomlin did say that he wants him to practice first. So whenever you hear that from the coach, it's not like it's up to Conner. So, yeah, you're going to definitely take his confidence in a grain of salt. And if you probably already have Jalen Samuels or someone else does. But, yeah, you're probably going to be flexing him out if Conner sits. So.
Can we say if Conner practices tomorrow, he's good to go?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think he's going to play. Tomlin's a little mum on it, but I think he's going to play.
All right. Joe Mixon practiced fully on Thursday. He is not listed on the injury report for this week, so that's good news. Might not want to play him against Buffalo this week. We're going to get into that matchup here a little bit later, but he is good to go. And the Jets lost Sam Darnold and then Trevor Siemian.
Talk about your quarterback hell of a fantasy.
Talk about my nightmare for all my Robbie Anderson love.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And I had to sit on a pod yesterday, the mail sack, and hear Mike and Lucas trash Robbie Anderson on every call. It was terrible. I wanted to gouge my eyes out and stab myself in the ears a few times.
Do it again.
It was bad. I'm glad you weren't on there for it because it would hurt your heart.
I mean, I'm not very pro Robbie Anderson right now just because we have no idea what's going to happen or if he's going to have chemistry, but.
Darnold should be back.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that when we get to the Jets.
We'll do it.
Today's show is sponsored by Pristine Auction. Guys, if you haven't checked them out yet, please go check out pristineauction.com. They have hundreds of daily auctions for all sorts of memorabilia. It's free to join and free to bid, and you only pay when you win the auction. And right now, you can get $5 off of your first item by entering promo code SLEEPERWIRE. Visit pristineauction.com to get this deal. That's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. All right, moving into the matchups here. Titans-Jags, it's 7-0. Ugh, gross.
Spoiler alert, I mean, Titans-Jags when they told me.
Watch, like, we're gonna end the show or finish the show and then watch the game, and then it's going to have, like, 70 points scored.
Hey, that's good for my DFS. I've got Conley and DJ Chark in right now, so.
Man, you are all about Conley.
A little bit. I mean, that
Mike, what Monday
night game wasn't very good, so I had to pick someone that was good from a team because the Jets.
I don't think he's going to be that involved myself. Yes. I don't think he will. Ooh. I think you're going to see some DJ Chark, but.
Conley, he's been involved. What do you mean?
Conley, barely. Like five catches, it's not enough for me yet.
He had a 20% target share week two. Just because he's not catching the ball week one.
Well, he needs to catch the ball for me to start paying attention to.
You know what? Let's move on.
Oh, first blowout of the week. We have Dolphins at Cowboys. Are we starting any Dolphins? Because I'm saying no.
Yeah, no. Why can't think of one that I'd want to start? Nope, I'm out.
I just tried to think about it, and my brain started to hurt. So,
no. My brain started to laugh.
Yeah.
Would you take all three San Francisco guys over Kenyon Drake?
Yeah.
Like in a trade?
No, like to start this. Oh, week. Yeah. Would you start all three of them over Drake?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to, unfortunately.
What about Ronald Jones?
Nah, he's booty. The guy's booty.
I think it's Kenyon Drake over him.
That guy's booty. I like it. Yeah. Well, some big news in here. Dak Prescott, really not big news, but he has been amazing to start the season. Ezekiel Elliott been really good. Amari Cooper been really good. Michael Gallup, who I actually just traded for, unfortunately, nice. Before last week, out 2 to 4 weeks with a bone contusion. That said, this offense is rolling. Mike, do you have any interest in Devin Smith or Randall Cobb?
Yeah, Devin Smith a lot. I feel like he was a hot waiver wire pickup this week and with good reason. I think he's going to get used this week. He'll fill in that number two slot for Amari Cooper really good.
Can you guys answer why we haven't heard of Devin Smith? Dude's like 27-year-old.
He's been out of the league for a long time, basically.
What was he in, like the AFL or something like that? Or
he was, well, I mean, metaphorically out of the league. Let me, you know what? I don't even know where he was before this. Let me look that up while you are speculating.
Like, I'm like, who is this dude? And I saw he was like 27. I was like, oh, this is like an old dude, you know, not the, I mean, I'm an old dude, I guess, but he's an old dude in the NFL. Yeah. So I thought that was a little weird that someone that we've never really, I feel like we might've heard of him and he may have had some hype and then we forgot about him, but. Anybody?
He was out of the season in 2018. So he was drafted. I think he was drafted by the Jets. Let me vet that. Yeah. Early second round pick by the Jets in 2015. Let's see. Waived by the Jets 2018. Did not play last year at all. Now played for the Cowboys. Explodes. 3 for 74 and a 50-yard touchdown. Yeah, with Michael Gallup in there, he's someone who doesn't need to be rostered. But with Gallup gone and with how great this offense has been, would you consider picking him up?
I mean, I have in deeper leagues. I don't know if I'm going to ever use him. So, I mean, unless you could use him possibly this week. I mean, they do have Miami. But I don't know if I feel comfortable rolling him out as a flex unless it's a super, like, four flex league or something like that. Or best ball, I guess if it's a best ball, you don't have to start him because you're going to get the points for him. Dak's been balling. I mean, 4 touchdowns the first game, 3 touchdowns the next game. He's on fire.
Yeah, I think he's one of 3 quarterbacks with 7 touchdowns so far. I think it's Dak, Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson all have 7.
And quarterbacks have been so bad this year that if you have Dak, you're in really, really good position right now.
Yeah, especially because you might not have even drafted him as your starting quarterback.
This is why you wait for quarterbacks.
I have a league where I drafted Cam and then Dak 4 rounds later, I think, as a backup because of bye weeks. And, I am not starting Cam at all anymore. Anyways, let's move on. Mike, any interest in Jason Witten? He's got a touchdown each of the first 2 weeks.
You know, I didn't have too much interest in this guy before the season, but you just said it right there. The 2 touchdowns that he's had this season is kind of intriguing. I mean, he keeps finding a way to get in there. I might need to put him in my lineup, especially if I'm desperate at tight end. Like, say if I'm an Njoku owner or a Hunter Henry owner, I'm sure that's a pretty good fix for you right there. You know, at least he's getting, you know, 7 to 9 points. He's getting 3 catches, 2 catches, 1 catch, but it's for a touchdown.
Let's move on. Cincinnati Bengals at the Buffalo Bills. There's been a lot of talk about Andy Dalton being a hot waiver wire pickup. Is that because he's been good, or is that just out of necessity because someone needs to start a quarterback in fantasy and they're all dying?
The latter.
Andy Dalton's good now because everybody else is hurt. He's like the last bomb.
Joe Mixon, like we said, is going to be good to go. However, this week against the Bills, is he a bench candidate for you, Hoos?
No, I'm starting him just because, I mean, it's the same thing with what we were talking about quarterbacks. I mean, running backs haven't really been great this year either. I mean, look at Alvin Kamara. It's been a matchup thing. I was talking about this last show on the mail sack. This year so far, and it's like this every year, I guess, but we forget that fantasy is matchup based. That's why we have a bench. But we never want to sit our studs because they're studs. But at the end of the day, if you have a bad matchup, you need to sit these guys. And that's all it's been. And even though this is a bad matchup, I have a tough time sitting Joe Mixon, but I would not blame you at all if you started Frank Gore over him at all. I wouldn't blame you. So I'm what starting about, Frank, but I don't feel
Mixon or Ingram.
I'm sorry?
Mixon or Mark Ingram.
No, I'm going Ingram.
Yeah, I'm taking Ingram against the Chiefs too.
I think Mixon shreds the Bills. I think the Buffalo Bills, their running defense isn't really all that great. Their passing defense is good, but their running defense isn't the best. They've gotten beat up pretty good the past couple of weeks. So I'm starting Joe Mixon with some confidence this weekend.
I just want him to get more carries. He has been banged up, and he's not on the injury report. So as much as we want to allude, hey, Joe Mixon, a lot of people have been down on Joe Mixon coming into the season. He was banged up. He's off the injury report now. So I hope Mike is right, and because I got him on a lot of teams, and I'm going to start him. He should be fine this week.
Quick yes or no. John Ross auto start at this point?
Hey.
I think you have to. I mean, he's the number one wide receiver in fantasy.
Yes, sir.
Let's move to the Bills side of the ball, pick up the pace here a little bit because we're spending too much time on this game. Josh Allen, I think, is a must start if you have him. Frank Gore, also a must start if Devin Singletary is out. He got that hamstring injury that he pulled up really, really fast, really hard. Did not practice Wednesday or Thursday. John Brown has been looking really, really good. He's clearly Josh Allen's number one out there. So let me see. So you just mentioned Frank Gore over Joe Mixon. You said some people might do that. What about you, Mike? Are you in that same boat if Devin Singletary is out? Because you said you'd start Mixon with confidence. What about Gore?
Yeah, I feel like I could play Gore. I mean, if Singletary's out, yes, I play Gore with confidence too. I like that offense, and they're very productive. There's a lot of opportunities there. So, yeah, give me who's going to be the RB1.
I got to say, Gardner Minshew is targeting DD Westbrook, and DD looks good.
It's about time he made that connection.
Because did Lee get a target? Because Lee's healthy now.
I've been zoning in and out, doing the show and watching.
Let's
move to Lions-Eagles, though. Talking about the Lions, Kerryon Johnson, they're number one. They did sign Paul Perkins after they released C.J. Anderson. Kenny Galladay out there, of course, having a great start to the season. T.J. Hockenson, who put up a horrible week last week. Is there anyone on the Detroit side of the ball besides Kerryon and Kenny Galladay who you want to start, Mike, who you have confidence in?
Not really. I mean, I'm not a big Detroit fan as it is. I mean, like the fantasy opportunity there. So, no, I'm fading that team pretty good.
Yeah, All right, let's move to the Philly side of the ball. Carson Wentz, Miles Sanders, probably the two biggest besides Zach Ertz. Alshon Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson are both looking like they'll sit this week due to injury. DeSean Jackson has an abdominal strain that will likely sideline him for at least 2 weeks. So wide receivers in this matchup. We got J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Nelson Aguilar. Who else they got? They got one more guy, right?
Matt Collins,
that's right. I couldn't think of it. So Nelson Aguilar, good start this week?
Yeah, great start this week. What do you say over there, Rob?
DJ Chark, touchdown.
That's a thumbs up and a head nod from producer Rob over here.
That's a big old W for Professor Chris in the Great Debate column for this week.
Hey, my guy didn't start yet, so.
Yeah, he's got 0 points. He's way behind. that was a good one, too. 22-yard touchdown. Sorry, Mike.
I got him in.
Go ahead. DMS.
How much money I'm winning now?
I wasn't saying anything.
Good. Let's. Zach Ertz, tons of targets so far. Sorry, Mike. I'll let you talk in this one. I'll let you talk about Jets Patriots.
Yay.
Remember the Jets? Really, Le'Veon Bell. Listen to the mail sack if you want to hear Max and Lucas rag on Robbie Anderson. Hoos, you want to voice any support for Robbie Anderson?
Yeah, I mean, Falk was 20 for 25. I know he started just handing the ball off. It seems like Lev had 50 carries that game or something. But he started to target Robbie. And he looked good. He looked pretty decent. He looked way better than Simeon. They didn't give Simeon a shot. And they didn't seem like they wanted to give Folk a shot, but they handed the ball. And then when he started to throw, he was efficient. I mean, he was targeting Robbie. He started to target Crowder, which I needed some points. Freaking Joe Pisapia. I lost to him last week. Jerk. He's actually a nice guy. He's friends of the show. But no, I lost to him last week. It was really close. I needed a few points from Crowder. He didn't give it to me. But yeah, I love Robbie Anderson. I think Falk is going to be just okay. He needed a couple series to get in, involved. But I think he's going to involve Robbie. I'd start him.
I played DJ Chark over Robbie Anderson in our Draft Night Out League.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's helping you right now.
It is, yep.
You got 9 points. Well, if you're in half.
8.7. All right, Mike, I don't want to talk about this team. Everybody knows how I feel about them and their cheating capabilities. Let's move to the Patriots. Tom Brady, Sonny Michel, James White, Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman, Antonio Brown. There is no update from the NFL on any suspension. He is still eligible to play on Sunday. Actually, Mike, before I let you jump in here, Rob, are you here right now?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you give me a little bit of, a little bit of material when you had the Patriots beat reporter on yesterday?
All right, guys. So here's a little shameless promo for a new show that we have. It's called On Beat, where we'll be talking to beat reporters from around the NFL, all 32 teams.
I should have mentioned that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be a part of it. And Chris and Hoos, this is going to be a great little project. Oh, yeah, but I spoke with Evan Lazar, and he is the Patriots beat reporter. And from what he said, it looks like the Patriots are planning to have Antonio Brown for the long term. Bill Belichick is building packages for him, and it looks like he could be the new Gronkowski in that offense. Now, I don't want to say that that's a 100% prediction, but Evan's definitely got his finger to the pulse of what's going on, and he understands how those press conferences go, how to decipher the 10-word Bill Belichickism. So
that's great. The 10-word Bill Belichick. If that, I think you're being too gracious saying 10 words. He gives you like 4.
And sometimes he's generous, Yeah. 10.
No, but that's
Gardner Minshew has 2 touchdown passes 9 minutes into the first quarter.
Go.
Wow.
He's the new Lamar Jackson.
Some shutout, huh?
He's the new Lamar Jackson. More like Gardner Mahomes.
There you go, baby.
He looks like Uncle Rico to me. Like, I think Uncle Rico might have actually got the job.
I thought so, too. I saw that meme going around Uncle Rico. Yeah.
I think if it was Uncle Rico and White Goodman from Dodgeball mixed together.
Yeah.
This is a good look. Oh, all right. Anybody got anything else on the Patriots? Would you play Sonny Michel or James White?
Sonny.
I'm playing James.
I think I would play Sony as well. I think the Patriots are going to be up by a ton. They won't have to pass as much. Moving on, I actually think this is going to be a pretty exciting game. Maybe a little bit of a homerism there, but Falcons at Colts, starting with the Falcons side of the ball, Matt Ryan, Devonta Freeman, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, both of them having great starts to the season. Austin Hooper, who's been pretty solid as well. Now, Devonta Freeman's been a huge disappointment, but Mike, if there's a game that he's going to, break out and have one of those Devonta Freeman PPR monster games, shouldn't it be this one?
You would think so. I mean, the Colts don't really scare me. I feel like, I'm sorry that's your team and all, but yeah, I feel like Devonta Freeman is the kind of a guy that people are sleeping on. I mean, I don't like him very much anymore like I used to, but I still feel like he's going to be the number one running back in Atlanta, and until that changes, I want a piece of it.
But he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's not.
Get that Ito Smith bullshit out of here.
I'm not even talking about Ito. You know who's coming.
Who are you talking about?
Mike knows who's coming.
Brian Hill, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Brian Hill, baby.
Yeah, baby. He's not playing yet.
Brian Hill running back, but he's not there yet.
When once his garbage game comes from Freeman, right? I told you guys in the offseason, Freeman is Doug Martin at this point in his career. He's had a ton of carries. He's garbage at this point.
1,400 yards, you mean?
Oh, did he get that this season? He got that already in the he do that?
No, I mean, Doug Martin put up a couple 1400.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But he did it like twice. And then
that's going to be Devonta Freeman this
year. Yeah, he was trash. So you know how Devonta, how we tried, not we, the NFL, whatever team he was on, they tried to, oh, Doug Martin's had a great offseason. He looks explosive. And we're like, oh, yeah, buy into Doug Martin again. He's going to have another one of those big seasons. No, he was trash. So this is Devonta Freeman. I hoped that he would not be this trash, but I don't think I have him on one team. And this is the reason. I mean, you were able to get him in the fourth round, and I still couldn't bite. I just don't believe it. And it's going to be the Hill-Ollison show, if you ask me. This guy's going next year anyway.
Let's move to the Colts side of the ball. Jacoby Brissett, I'm actually going to talk a little bit more about him later. He will come up again. Marlon Mack still not practicing. So Jordan Wilkins, who had a 51-yard carry last week, could be the guy who's starting for the Colts on Sunday. Mike, let me ask you this. If Mack is out, would you play Jordan Wilkins or Frank Gore?
I still think I play Frank Gore. I think he's going to still be the more productive back. Again, this is assuming Devin Singletary's out too.
Hoos, what about you?
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Gore.
Would you take Hines over both of them?
I would not.
All right. T.Y. Hilton got 3 touchdowns on the season so far. Eric Ebron has looked pretty good out there as well. Eric Ebron or Austin Hooper?
Hooper. Austin
Hooper. Yep, taking Hooper as well. Moving on, Oakland Raiders at Minnesota Vikings. Raiders, we got Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs, who practiced Thursday, but he's banged up. He had a hip injury, and he's also sick. Someone posted, there's a thread in Sleeper today, like when this came out, that he had an illness, and some of the comments in there about him kissing Sam Darnold were just hilarious.
All of the comments in Sleeper are hilarious. Like,
oh man,
we need to have Sleeper show where we're just reading comments from Sleeper. It'd be hilarious. Like, there's some really good comments. I don't know how, like, these guys are super witty. Like, I used to be witty. I don't know if you get old and you just become less witty. Those guys are amazing on there. Download Sleeper.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Tyrell Williams is probable for this week. That's pretty good for everybody who's got him. Darren Waller also having a really good start to the season, like everybody predicted. Let me ask you guys this. Before last week, I traded Robert Woods and Hunter Henry to get Michael Gallup and Tyrell Williams. How do you feel about that? I needed wide receiver help. Let me start with that. I needed wide receiver depth.
Yeah, I mean, if you needed the help, then it could be good. I like Gallup when he's healthy, obviously. I mean, super efficient. I've talked about him past couple weeks. Lucas loves it. He was rubbing his tits over it. yeah, I love Gallup. I think he's should be really good. And I love Tyrell Williams, too. Those are both number one options. Don't necessarily love what you gave up, but if you needed the weapons, it's not a bad trade.
Yeah, I mean, I was starting Ted Ginn.
Yeah, you needed to make a move. That's pretty bad.
I had Tyreek Hill out, so. Yeah. Let's move to the Vikings side of the ball. Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs. I actually think you can start Kirk Cousins against the Raiders. He's not playing an awesome defense like the Bears this time. The Raiders are their pushovers. Dalvin Cook has looked phenomenal. He's single-handedly winning the Vikings games. As of this point, would you guys rather have Adam Thielen or Stephon Diggs?
Stephon Diggs for me. He seems to be getting most of the targets going. I mean, like, I was just watching that game, the game film from that game just a little while ago. And, I mean, it was just every single play seemed like it was going to Diggs. So I feel like we're just, like, right around the corner from a big connection.
Stephon Diggs for Mike. Hoos, Adam Thielen or Stephon Diggs?
I think I'm still leaning Thielen. I think he's the touchdown.
Are either of these guys benchable right now? Because no. The Vikings are not throwing.
No, I don't think you can bench them. I think it's a mistake this early on. Same with you didn't ask, but same with Mike Evans. I don't think you're benching him. Yeah, these top guys like DJ Shark, even though
he's off to three great games. I don't know. I can't see him finishing over Mike Evans or, I mean, it's possible, or Stephon Diggs or Adam Thielen. I just don't see it, but it's possible. There's a whole new quarterback.
I think I would take Adam Thielen over Stephon Diggs as well. Are you guys ready to talk about some more fun games?
Yeah, yeah. We're tired of talking about boring ones.
Yeah, yeah. We get all the shitty ones out of the way. Ravens at Chiefs. Guys, start every player in this game. This could be like Rams-Chiefs last season when it went over 100 points like I called it would. I think this one is going to go over 80 total.
It'd be disappointing if it doesn't.
Yeah.
The way these two guys are playing, the number one and the number two quarterback, guys know who number one is. It's not Patty. It's crazy.
It should be awesome. Yeah. So starting with the Ravens side of the ball, Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram, Mark Andrews, Marquise Brown. So Lamar and the Marks.
Yeah, you're starting them all.
Right.
What about Miles Boykin?
Nah.
Mike, would you start him? Or I'm leaning no.
Nah.
I mean, league flex, possibly. But yeah, no, I'm probably not going to if I can help it.
And I think this will do better.
Yeah, this point, week three in the season, I still think you can do better in a flex. But yeah, start all of those guys right there. It's going to be an awesome game. Chiefs side of the ball, Pat Mahomes, you know, superstar still. LeSean McCoy did return to practice on Thursday. Damian Williams did not. So that said, I think I knew Hoos's answer anyway if McCoy did not practice. But if Damian Williams is out, Hoos, keep it short because I know you love this guy. Is Darwin Thompson a sneaky start?
He's sneaky. You also have to worry about Darrell Williams. He is considered the third guy. He could be considered the starter. But, yeah, he's sneaky. You're starting him in DFS. I don't know if you're starting him in seasonal unless they're both out.
Yeah, if they both don't play, then yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, for sure. Sammy Watkins having a great start to the season. DeMarcus Robinson had a huge week last week. I think it was, 6 for 146 and a touchdown. I'm not going to let Hoos talk about DeMarcus Robinson.
You want to talk about the trade I made with Sammy Watkins for Breida that you thought was terrible?
Yeah, here in a few. But yeah, guys, if you want to listen to all of Hoos's thoughts on DeMarcus Robinson, go listen to this week's Great Debate. We did DJ Chark versus DeMarcus Robinson, and there is a lot of good stuff in there. And of course, you are also definitely starting Travis Kelce. So guys, we're going to have to put up a poll in our on the main Sleeper Wire Twitter. Sammy Watkins or Matt Breida, who would you rather have this season? Hoos just traded Watkins away for Matt Breida in our Mods and Analysts League in Sleeper. Mike, how do you feel about that? Because I think the Watkins side clearly wins.
I don't. I think the Breida side definitely wins. I don't like Sammy Watkins. I don't like Sammy Watkins at all. I think he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He just goes out there, gives you a couple good games, and then he's gone.
Yep.
Gone again. Yep. I'm not a Sammy Watkins guy at all. All right, get me on Breida.
He's a lizard in people's clothing.
Yeah. He is.
Thank you, Matt Spencer. I appreciate the Breida. I love Breida. Have him all over. Was totally fine giving up Sammy Watkins, who is who we thought he was. He gets a bunch of targets.
Yeah, he's great.
He's all right. He's super talented. He's not super efficient, and that's who he is. He's going to give you some good games. I don't want that headache on my team when I have stacked. I mean, you see my receivers. I would rather start the receivers that the other receivers.
Let's move on. Broncos at Packers. Still going to be more exciting than the games we were talking about earlier, aside from Falcons-Colts probably. Emmanuel Sanders and Cortland Sutton, probably the only guys on the Broncos side of the ball, right? Sanders having an awesome season. Cortland Sutton's been pretty solid as well, but Emmanuel Sanders is a wide receiver one. Hoos, do you see that continuing on?
I don't see why not. I mean,
I feel the same.
He's got a quarterback that was, if you look at what Flacco was doing last year, he was targeting John Brown a ton. John Brown was the number one wide receiver for the first few weeks until they handed it over to Lamar Jackson, which was great. I mean, because Lamar's balling right now. But, yeah, he's capable. No,
John Brown was awesome.
Yeah, he's capable of supporting a number one wide receiver. He had Demaryius Thomas he didn't have Demaryius Thomas. He's capable of doing this. So
Steve Smith.
He's had
Anquan Boldin.
He's capable of doing it. He doesn't have great weapons aside from him. So why wouldn't you just lock on to Sanders, who's in a catching machine? Like, the guy's playing with the band with that they used to band out of it. He's got that stick 'em on his gloves or something. The guy's catching everything. I trade for him. I trade for Larry Fitz. I'm not gonna get into it though, because I'm gonna segue.
No, so I don't want to. I don't even want to put Flacco in the same comparison as Peyton Manning, but Emmanuel Sanders is having damn near close to the same season he had with Peyton.
Yeah,
yeah, he's doing really good.
He's killing it,
Sanders. Yeah, he. You know, the thing about the Broncos team is, and I'm also playing their backfield this week. I like Phillip Lindsay. I actually like Royce Freeman too.
Starting them both in a league.
But yeah, the Broncos, man, they're just. I just don't like Joe Flacco. He's just not that guy.
Yeah, no, I don't like Flacco either. But Emmanuel Sanders, he's been great. Cortland Sutton, been pretty good. Packers, Aaron Rodgers. The Broncos' defense has not been great. Aaron Rodgers, once again, auto start like he always is, even though he hasn't had a top 12 quarterback week yet. Aaron Jones, certainly the guy in the backfield. Davante Adams, still a stud. Mike, who would you rather play this week, Geronimo Allison or Marquez Valdez-Scantling, if you had to play one of them?
Probably MVS. I think that wide receiver two for Green Bay will eventually pay off if you keep playing it. I don't know. I just have a feeling MVS is going to be the guy over there.
Yeah, same. What about you, Hoos? I know you like both guys.
Yeah, I'm a bigger Allison guy, though. Told you guys not to drop him. Probably picked him back up. Let me eat some Allison.
I never had him.
Yeah, I was so high on Allison that I called him in the offseason a wide receiver. I said he'd be a top 24 wide receiver earlier in the season. So I don't think that he's going to be too far off from there. But I'm going to say I don't think he's going to finish top 24.
Well, speaking of this game, it kind of reminded me, this was a post I put out on Twitter earlier. So maybe I should have added this as a quick question at the beginning of the episode. Who is the one player who you are happy that you don't have on any roster? And mine is Phillip Lindsay and OJ Howard.
Oh my God, Phillip Lindsay.
Phillip Lindsay, I'm happy I don't have on any team.
That's terrible too, because.
Because he's terrible.
Well, yeah, no, I don't want to say it's because he's terrible, because.
For fantasy.
I don't really have him on any teams other than the Pro-Am. Who I am running the team with, our great brother Rob, not Rob the producer, Rob JR, who we do the show for. So when we got to the fourth or the fifth round, actually when we got to the second round, I think he's like, "Can we get Phillip Lindsay?" I was like, "Rob, it's too early, man. Like,
we'll get him. Broncos home.
We're not gonna." I was like, "Dude, we'll get him. He's gonna be there." We grabbed him.
Nobody else is taking Phillip Lindsay.
Yeah, we grabbed him like the fourth round, and it was still too early. But I love you, Rob. I'm glad we got your guy. Right. It was probably too early, but hey, we got your
guy. So you do have him on a team. Who's a player you're happy you don't have on a team?
I wish I didn't have him right now, but I do have him on a team. Who don't I wish I don't? I don't know. I have so many teams. I think I have every player in the NFL. Go to Mike.
Is there one player that you stayed away from completely?
Freeman.
Mike, yeah, let's let who's. Freeman. Okay, so Freeman. And you're happy you don't have him on a team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that was an easy one.
Yeah, I don't Freeman's know why. Yeah, that's me that way.
Mike, what about you?
Freeman is a guy I have zero shares of, too. I think, gosh, you know, Derrick Henry, I know he's been doing pretty good, but I just still don't believe.
Why?
I'm glad I don't have any shares of him.
It's fine. You're
I don't
not know.
Fan. I just don't like Derrick Henry and Josh Gordon. I avoided Josh Gordon in the draft, and with this Antonio Brown thing going on, man, I'm loving that too.
Well, for people who drafted him.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks for them, but I just can't get involved with Josh Gordon anymore. He's burned me too many times.
I got him on like
that. I think I have 5 or 6 shares of Derrick Henry. I was, for the first time in my life, I was high on him coming into the season.
He was good value. He was very
good value. Yeah, he was. Fourth round for a starting running back that, you know, can put up monster games. He scored a touchdown each of the first 2 games. Having a horrible Thursday night football game. So hopefully he picks that up in the second half. He's been stuffed a couple times.
Well, they saw that, what he had, that 100-yard game or whatever, over 100-yard game last year against them. They've been hearing about this all week, all year. Yeah, like none of that today, buddy.
Oh, man, Minshew just got lit up. Roughing the passer. He got hit in the back. Let's move on, though. Carolina Panthers travel to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. Cam Newton, it's looking like he's going to sit. So Kyle Allen is in at quarterback. Christian McCaffrey, this could be bad for him. I don't want to say it's good for McCaffrey because there's the whole narrative that when a good quarterback goes down and a bad quarterback comes in, the running back can, you know, get more carries, get more work. But really, how much more work, how much more volume can Christian McCaffrey get? You know, like he's already getting the most in the NFL. How much more can he get? So he's either going to stay the same or it could be bad for him. On wide receivers, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, I don't think you can play them. I do think Greg Olsen is still pretty safe. What about you, Hoos?
Yeah, Greg Olsen's super safe. I'm starting him all over. He should probably lead the team in points for fantasy.
Are you starting DJ Moore or Curtis Samuel?
Yeah, DJ Moore was targeted about 9 times last season in the finale, I believe, when Kyle took over. There was Ian Thomas, I believe he was targeted 7 times. Great stat, actually, from... I always get these two mixed up, so I apologize in advance. Matthew Hill and Jared Smola, 2 great guys, have both been on the pod. Actually, Matthew, you're supposed to be on the pod. Canceled. One of them tweeted about this. So that's where I got that stat from. So I think they'll both be fine. They should both be the main pieces that you're going to use in this game.
Moving to the Arizona side, Kyler Murray, David Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, who is having a resurgence here a little bit. 8 for 113 and 1 in week 1, 5 for 104 last week. Each week has had a reception of over 40 yards. Christian Kirk, 6 for 114 last week. Suppose that you had both of these guys because for some reason you wanted 2 Cardinals wide receivers, Mike. Who would you play this week? It's Fitz for me.
It's got to be Fitz.
It's Fitz for me, but I also like what Kirk's been doing too. I mean, he's seeming to get involved in that game a little bit. And he's fast, and I've always really liked him since his rookie season. So I think Christian Kirk, too. I like him, too, but Fitz for sure.
Yeah, Kyler likes Kirk. I think he prefers him, but Larry Fitzgerald is just so efficient, and he's just a blanket, so he bails him out easily.
Certainly does. Who you got in this game? Do the Cardinals beat the Panthers? I think so.
Nah, their defense is trash.
Yeah.
Quarterback is trash.
No, he's not trash. I don't think he's trash, at least. In the games I've seen him play, I don't think he's trash.
He's trash.
Let's move to another trash team. Sorry, Hoos. Giants at Buccaneers. Hey. Daniel Jones is in at quarterback. Let's face it, he probably can't be any worse than Eli Manning. He's probably going to be better. Saquon Barkley, you're obviously starting him. Sterling Shepard is out of concussion protocol. Concussion held him out of last week, so it's good that he's cleared that. Evan Engram, I think he's someone who's never going to leave your lineup. Hoos, resident Giants fan, Daniel Jones, go.
Should be efficient. I mean, looked really good in the offseason. I think Benny Fowler. Where did I get Dante from? Benny Fowler was targeted quite a bit. Saw a red zone touchdown, caught a touchdown in his preseason. His first drive in the preseason, he was 5 for 5. 69 yards and a touchdown to Benny Fowler. Also targeted Cody Latimer a bit. Evan Engram obviously will be used. Obviously an upgrade over Eli at this point in his career. He should be serviceable, and I think Benny Fowler should be, but then we got to take a look and see if Shepard's going to play. So if Shepard's going to play, you're starting Shepard.
Yeah, I like that move too.
All right, let's move to the Bucks side of the ball. Jameis Winston, is this going to be his first good week, Mike?
Yeah, he finally has a bounce back week. He's not facing the defenses that he faced. He ought to be able to light it up. I'm starting Jameis Winston.
Guys, real quick, is this the third straight week with a rainy Thursday night football game? Wasn't last week's postponed due to lightning?
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't remember what happened week one.
It was the Bears and Packers.
It feels like it was rainy. Feels like a dreary game.
It's raining in my heart.
Chris Conley headed into the concussion tent.
Oh,
yes,
no.
Yes, he told you Chris Conley's nothing.
That's no bueno. Hey, you can't do victory laps off of injuries.
Oh, all right. Hoos, are you falling for the Peyton Barber hype after last week?
I mean, you know I've always loved Peyton Barber.
Yes.
Well, it's not falling for the hype if you already believed in a guy. I mean, this is 2 years in where I'm just like, oh, great. Peyton Barber's looking like the Peyton Barber I thought he could be. So it's great for me. I did believe that Dare Ogunbowale might be used, but doesn't seem like they're using him as much. And Peyton Barber might just be the guy.
Yeah, he was looking good last week. Sharp, good cut.
Mike, is OJ Howard a bench or drop candidate?
I think you bench him. I think you got to see him start getting a little bit more comfortable in a Bruce Arians system. If you remember at the preseason, I was talking about how just the tight end in that dynamic is never a good situation. It's not a good situation. He doesn't throw to the tight end very often. So,
you know, we got a bad review for that.
Right. A bad review for saying OJ Howard. For
you
was
saying something that you're correct about way weeks later.
Right.
So leave good reviews, guys. What was the review? You know what we're talking about.
Like, damn straight I did.
What did you say that got a bad review?
He said what he just said.
OJ Howard was probably not worth a grab.
He said he's not a top five. He said he's not a top five tight end because Bruce Arians doesn't use the tight end, which he never does, and he's talking trash about OJ Howard every chance he gets. So,
I mean, we have seen Bruce Arians use the tight end before. It was just Kobe Fleener and Dwayne Allen back in Indianapolis. Well, I think that was more luck being a rookie and playing at Stanford with Kobe Fleener and already having that connection. But, yeah, that said, no, Mike, you're totally right. Bruce Arians, his teams do not use tight ends. And, you know, whoever wrote that bad review, keep it coming because you're making us look good. So, yeah, why don't you point out all the right calls that Mike makes that you got angry about?
And I think, OJ, this has to be the week where you can use him because the Giants are terrible. If he doesn't do it for you this week, I don't know. I mean, maybe after the bye he gets it together. I don't know why Bruce Arians is so hard on him. OJ Howard is clearly talented. He just wants him to be better. He wants a better version of him, obviously. He feels like he probably doesn't have the best attitude because I don't know why he would trash him so often because he does. So maybe after the bye week.
Now, when it comes to fantasy, if he puts up another horrible game, is he droppable?
I don't think I could drop him still, but yeah, he's droppable. If he puts up duds in three straight weeks, I don't see how you can start him. I do think that he'll bounce back at some point, but you'll just watch it, I guess, and maybe pick him up the next week. And then if he doesn't, put him in your lineup. He's going to be a problem this year. And so after the bye week, I think after the bye week, if you see him doing, you know, being steady, then you can use him. But yeah, he's probably going to sit on waivers maybe for a week or two. Somebody will probably pick him up, and then once he puts up another stinker, he'll go back to waivers.
See, it's just tough because if you drop him, someone's going to pick him up immediately, but no one's going to trade for him.
Right. I mean, somebody might trade for him, but they won't give you much.
No. You're not – I mean, you might get
– you're not getting Matt Breida.
You might get their fifth wide receiver.
Yeah. You get Deion Kane.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Oh, Saints at Seahawks. This one had potential. Starting quarterback has not been named by Sean Payton yet. It could be Teddy Bridgewater, could be Taysom Hill. Personally, I hope it's going to be Hill. That'll be a little bit more exciting of a game, I think. Bridgewater, not a real fun quarterback to watch. Alvin Kamara, he's still going to be ranked inside the top 10. Michael Thomas, I still think going to be ranked inside the top 10. He still got plenty of targets last week. Jared Cook, can't play him. Can you drop him, Mike? Because I think you can.
I think you can drop Jared Cook. Yeah, I don't. That's another team that I don't like the tight end on is New Orleans. Jimmy Graham was awesome when he was there, and then it hasn't been that way since.
I think Jared Cook can be held as long as Teddy's the starter. He targeted him second to Michael Thomas. Albeit small sample. If you go to the game log, he did target him quite a bit. So he'll have better relevance than what he did have with Drew Brees. Adam, you're going to lose that bet. Prepare to get your toes again with the Giants on your toenails. It's going to be beautiful. But yeah, I think he'll have some value. Maybe you can, if you're in a deeper league, you can. Titans haven't been very good, so I think you could start him this week.
Let's move to the Seahawks side of the ball. Russell Wilson having a pretty decent season so far. Chris Carson has looked great. He did fumble, kind of fumbled twice. One of them was credited to Russell Wilson. He fumbled in the fourth, but they did trust him on fourth and one at the 2-minute mark to seal the game. They gave him the ball. He got the first down. Rashad Penny looks pretty good. Tyler Lockett still looking good. DK Metcalf had some great catches. Will Disley had 2 touchdowns. Mike, I remember last season you were big on Will Disley. Did you pick him up at all this week?
I did in a few of my leagues, like where I had Vernon Davis or somebody like that. I went and grabbed him, and I'm pretty happy about it. I think he'll, you know, it's not going to be anything great that goes out there, but he'll have those touchdown games for you.
Texans at Chargers. Moving on here. Deshaun Watson, someone who has to be started. Carlos Hyde, 20 carries for 90 yards last week. The volume is there. Suck it, George. Hyde or Dukus?
Hyde.
Yep, I think the same thing. DeAndre Hopkins is still auto start no matter what. Will Fuller, is he an auto start for you? Because I'm kind of on the fence about him. I have Will Fuller. I also have McLaurin. And I think I have Chark in a league. No, I think it's actually I'm going to be deciding between Fuller and McLaurin. Who would you play?
I mean, I'm definitely starting McLaurin, even with the bad matchup. Fuller is splitting with Kiki and Stills, and then Hopkins is still there. And yeah, so
I'd still start him,
but not over McLaurin. I think you can still flex him, though. I still don't feel good about sitting Fuller.
Right. Same here. He has like 5 touchdowns stored up in
him. Yep.
5 touchdowns stored up. He's just gonna unleash them all in one game.
In one game, like in one half,
he's gonna explode like really aggressive porn style. Like,
all right. So actually, this was a good thing in my pro-am league. I've got Will Fuller in the flex right now and McLaurin on the bench. Would you flip that?
Oh yeah, for McLaurin just because. I think that Keenum targets him enough that he's going to find him eventually in the game. I know it's a bad matchup, but
yeah, see, that's the only thing. It's McLaurin against the Bears or Fuller against the Chargers.
I mean, those are both actually not the greatest matchups. But I just think that they'll find McLaurin, even though they go crazy over him. Like these last 2 games, he's been awesome. I still feel confident.
I do like him. Go listen to the Week 1 great debate if you haven't picked him up. If he's still on waivers, a lot of good information in there. Chargers side of the ball. Phillip Rivers has looked pretty good. Austin Eckler looks phenomenal. Hoos, I know that makes you rub your nipples pretty hard. Justin Jackson, I think he's just a stash right now. I can't justify playing him over other guys I have in my leagues. Keenan Allen, still a must start every week. Mike Williams, a decent start every week. But, and man, Hoos, I'll give you 60 seconds, all right? Austin Eckler, go.
Love him. Picture on my wall. I just came.
God.
What else do you need to know about him?
Oh, man, we're going to have to contact iTunes and get that little explicit.
I just came to the show. What do you mean? I came to show support, show love for Austin Eckler. What do you mean?
Oh, nice catch. Sure, you must have cut out.
Head out the gutter.
Yeah, Austin Eckler has looked great. This is a horrible news for Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, that holdout isn't looking so scary right now. They're like, oh, yeah, we forgot he's even a Charger.
Well, and there's no reason for them to pay him if Eckler's going to keep playing like this. Let's move to the last non-primetime game, Steelers at 49ers. Mason Rudolph is in at quarterback with Ben Roethlisberger going down for the season with an elbow injury. James Conner also banged up. So Jalen Samuels time for this week if Conner is down, Hoos?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to start him if Conner's out. I don't know.
Samuels or Mixon?
I think I'm going to go Samuels.
I'm still going Mixon, but it's close.
Samuels or Ingram?
Ingram.
Samuels there.
I'm taking Ingram for sure in that matchup. Samuels or Josh Jacobs?
Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs.
All right, same here. Let's see. Juju Smith-Schuster has not been what we thought he was going to be. I think Big Ben going down significantly hurts Juju, in my opinion. Rudolph, on the other hand, I don't know why I said... Oh, sorry. Lost my train of thought.
Tom Brady just tweeted, I'm turning off this game. I can't watch these ridiculous penalties anymore. That's hilarious.
Because it's weird for him to watch a game or be involved in a game where penalties are being called on both sides.
And then he hashtags Tennessee versus Jax. Like, I don't think you need to hashtag that, Tom Brady. You're super huge. You don't need to hashtag anything.
We'll get the tweet. Used to only seeing penalties being called on one team.
Yeah, garbage.
Hashtag Cheatriots. Mason Rudolph was James Washington's quarterback in college, so there's the whole narrative that he's got the chemistry there, so James Washington is going to be relevant. I still don't think you can start James Washington until we see it, but I think he's someone to keep an eye on, maybe pick up if you have someone that you can afford to drop. And Vance McDonald, 7 for 38 and 2 touchdowns. Both of those touchdowns came from Mason Rudolph last week. He looked great. Moving to the 49ers side of the ball, Jimmy Garoppolo, 3 touchdowns last week. Matt Breida, Raheem Mostert, and Jeff Wilson, all 3 running backs were startable, and all 3, I think, put up top 20 numbers, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Debo Samuel looks like the number one there, 5 for 86 and a touchdown. George Kittle, only 11 catches for 108 yards through 2 games, no touchdowns. Mike, you worried about Kittle?
I'm not. No, he's just trying to find a stroke. His athletic ability is what gives me confidence. So I feel like he'll be able to power through this.
I got to say, I'd be a lot more confident in George Kittle if Nick Mullins was still the quarterback. What about you, Hoos?
Yeah, I mean, that's my whole thing about Kittle in the first place. I was not high on Kittle because I didn't see it with Garoppolo. We didn't see it with Jimmy G.
Yeah, we didn't
see it with Gucci. Nope. He didn't target him like that. We saw it with Mullins and we saw it with C.J. Beathard. So I just couldn't put, if you guys heard me earlier in the season, I didn't have him high. I kind of put him high just because it felt like arbitrary. I felt like I had to put him in the top 5. I didn't really want to put him in the top 5, but he was, I think, my 5th best tight end. Just because I felt like I had to put him there based off of where everybody was saying, but I really didn't buy in. He's the number 13 tight end right now, and I think he's probably going to stay that way. He's going to be like the Gronk of last year, which, funny enough, Gronk finished 13.
Before we move into the primetime games, guys, I want to quickly mention the other Sleeper Wire shows that we do throughout the week. Join us every Sunday for the Sunday Blitz, where for, I think, nearly 2 hours now, it used to be an hour and 15 minutes. I think we've damn near doubled that.
Closer to 3.
Jesus, that's a long show, guys. It's taking live calls. It's basically like the start sit live mail sack on Sunday morning, which is always a lot of fun to be a part of. Monday, we have the great debates that we record. That comes out on Tuesday, so you can listen to that to help you make your waiver wire decisions. We pick 2 guys at the same position who are under 50% owned and have a debate style argument between the two. That's my baby. Love doing the great debate. Weekend recap comes out on Tuesdays, the Wednesday live mail sack, and of course the show you're listening to now. the Thursday show. But as we mentioned at the beginning, we have a, what was it, a sixth show.
Yes, sir.
On Beat comes out every week. It's a fairly short show. We do a quick interview with a couple beat reporters from, you know, different teams. We're going to try to hit all 32 teams each week. We're going to have to play a little bit of catch up here. Next season, the goal will be to do two beat reporters every week for the 16 games. It's going to be fun. But guys, are you ready to move into Rams at Browns Sunday Night Football?
Good one. Give us a good one. Give us a good one.
Can we get Faith Hill or Carrie Underwood back to sing that song?
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Not because they were particularly great at singing.
And good looking.
Oh, they're both smoke shows.
Yeah. Even at their age.
For sure. Yeah. Well, this game has big potential. Jared Goff, I think, is a great start this week. Todd Gurley got into the end zone last week. Finally, felt like, even though it had only been a game and a half, it felt like forever. Robert Woods, only 2 for 33. Like I said, I did trade him, so that looked pretty good. Cooper Kupp looks like Goff's guy again, 5 for 120. Brandon Cooks, 3 for 74 and a touchdown. I think you still need to start all three Rams wide receivers every week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to change, but you're starting them all.
Like, unless you have, let's say you have Julio and Adams, like, I don't think you're starting Cooper Kupp over those two guys, but, I mean, they're all likely going to finish top 15.
Yeah, I think so, too. I really like Kupp. I think Kupp's going to be the guy that kind of separates himself and makes top six.
Is there anybody in this offense you're not starting?
Everett?
Yeah, I guess I don't even consider tight ends to be a part of the Rams offense.
Right.
That's about all.
All right. Good talk. Let's move to the team that was supposed to be a super team this year, the Browns. Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Odell Beckham Jr., who has had two good games so far, 7 for 71 week one, 6 for 161 and a touchdown last week. They also got Jarvis Landry. David Njoku is going to be out. Guys, there's a lot of fantasy relevance in this game, and this one also could be pushing 70, 80 points too. This could be really fun.
Yeah, I mean, it should be. If not, then we got to stop hyping up. Like, Odell's great, but we got to stop hyping up Baker. I mean, he didn't do
anything. Nah, let's hype up Baker.
All right. Continue.
He can still finish as a top five quarterback.
No, he can't.
Yes, he can. No, it's two games.
He won't.
He can.
He won't. He can't, and he won't.
You guys right, top 10.
You guys are crazy.
You think Baker's going to finish top 10?
12.
12, so not top 10.
No, I think he'd finish closer to 12.
You want to make a bet on that?
Sure. What do you want to bet?
All right.
Anyone else? You want some Giants? You want some Giants on your toes?
Some Giants on my toes? Get a pedicure with a Giants logo or Giants something?
Logo with all over those pretty toes, and I'll get a Colts.
Nah, that's I don't want
to. You're like, nah, you thought about it.
I was thinking about it. Loser donates $10 to Rob.
Sounds good.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, Baker Mayfield, top 10 quarterback. Book it. Monday Night Football, Bears at Redskins. Man, so we are bookending this week with Titans, Jags, and Bears, Redskins. I know. The only guy I'm excited about in this game is Terry McLaurin. But let's start with the Bears, the visitors. David Montgomery finally getting the work. We expected it week one, didn't come till week two. Allen Robinson, Trey Burton, he's back, but he didn't look great. Are you guys starting Allen Robinson? Because I'm not.
I'm not either. I just can't trust Trubisky's arm, and they don't need to throw.
Yeah, I think you could start him. I have him ranked and my top 24 this week, actually. So,
all right. Adrian Peterson or Chris Thompson? So I personally vote neither if you can help it, but if you have to start one of the guys, I'm taking Chris Thompson. What? Who's, I'm assuming, Chris Thompson for you as well.
What'd you say, Chris?
Yeah, you heard me.
You just talk nice about Chris Thompson?
Yeah, dude, I've been doing it for weeks now.
Love Chris.
Yeah. I've been doing it. I do like Adrian Peterson more on the season, but this matchup, clearly, I'm taking Chris Thompson. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, same. I like Chris Thompson a lot this season. It just seems like the opportunity's there for it on that offense.
And I do love me some Terry McLovin, Terry McLaurin, even though it's a tough matchup. Is there anyone else you guys like in this potential stinker?
No.
No, I will say pick up Bryce Love for later in the season.
We should have done Monday Night Football first and then Sunday Night Football. We should have gone out of order.
A little more exciting.
Slightly.
All right, guys, before we get into our streaming quarterback of the week, shout out to the other shows in the Sleeper Wire Network. We got Break from the Grind, On Beat, Dynasty Wire, The Fantasy Fam, and The Fantasy Champs. Go check them out. Moving into streaming quarterbacks, our last little segment here. I'm going to kick it off. I am taking Jacoby Brissett for the second week in a row. I think he can put up at least 202 with a bunch of rushing yards against the Falcons. I do expect this one to be a relatively high-scoring game. And without Marlon Mack, I think the Colts are going to turn to the passing game more. Hoos, give me your streaming quarterback.
Jameis Winston. I know you guys are like, what? No, Hoos, I'm not starting that guy. But he's playing the Giants, guys. The Giants are terrible. This is my team. And if there's any time he's going to bounce back, it's against that team. He didn't throw a pick last game. I know he only threw one touchdown. I know he only threw like 200 yards. But it takes some time to learn Bruce Arians' system. And once he gets it, it will probably be like after the bye week. But still, right? He's going to get it. He's going to turn it on. The offense is going to be made a little bit more easier to him. Maybe he'll be allowed to pass to O.J. Howard, right? Maybe it'll happen. I think he bounces back. I think he could use him. You have anything to say about him, Rob? You got some good stuff?
You're just looking for any support for Winston that you can get, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I had to come all the way in from left field to give us another shameless plug for On Beat. So I got a chance to talk to the second beat reporter was Greg Allman from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he expects big things from Jameis, thinks that those first couple weeks were just some missteps. So I think you could see a strong comeback performance against the New York Giants.
There we go.
Mike, let's wrap it up here.
Well, so my guy, and I can't believe he's still available in a lot of leagues because he's the number four quarterback out there, but it's Matt Stafford. I mean, the guy is like just Mr. Consistent week in, week out. Get you that two touchdowns. Another guy, though, that's still available I'm seeing a lot is Josh Allen. And I just can't believe that both of these guys are out there. So I'm happy grabbing either one of these guys and going for him this week.
Yeah, Allen definitely should be rostered. You did not put Josh Allen in the show notes, though. You typed in Joe Montana.
I like typing Joe Montana into things.
Okay. You know, weird flex, but okay. I don't think Joe Montana is going to have a great week this week.
Yeah, I think he is. I think his retirement home, wherever he's at,
every week is good for Joe Montana.
I think so, too.
Joe Montana would be better for George Kittle than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, amen.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for the show today. Follow us on Twitter at SleeperWire Show. Mike is on there at DirtyJobs21, and Hoos is on there at HoosTheProfit, and I am on there, Prof_ChrisSW. And then follow us on the Sleeper app at DirtyJobs, at ProfitHoos, and at Professor Chris. Also, visit us on Facebook, SleeperWire Fantasy Football Club, and go to SleeperWire.com to submit a question to us. We all debate it, and we get back to you within 24 hours. Thanks for listening, guys. Mike Hoos, thanks for joining me. Everybody else, we'll catch you next week.